Hey, I'm Jennifer Hurwitz, best-selling author of the books One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda. I'm a relationship coach, a public speaker, and I'm the mom of two of the most kick-ass teenage boys around. Raw, authentic, and insightful, this podcast is a no-bullshit slice of reality for anyone curious about what it looks like to get divorced. On Doing Divorce Right, we'll give you the tools you'll need to navigate your relationships, whether you're contemplating divorce or have already signed the papers. We'll figure it out together without taking ourselves too seriously here on Doing Divorce Right podcast. The Sober Link system is designed to make parenting time safer with real-time remote alcohol monitoring. Sober Link uniquely combines a breathalyzer with wireless connectivity and is the only system that includes facial recognition, tamper detection, and advanced reporting. Parents can submit a test anytime, anywhere, thanks to SoberLink's wireless technology, which delivers test results by text message or email to the concerned parties. Simplify co-parenting arrangements by using the system that provides transparency and proof of sobriety throughout the day. Flexible schedules combined with real-time delivery of results make SoberLink the experts in remote alcohol monitoring technology. It's my pleasure to offer my listeners $50 off your device. Just email info@soberlink.com and mention Doing Divorce Right. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. SoberLink.com. Good morning. Good morning. It's Doing Divorce Right. I'm Jennifer Hurwitz. I'm your host every Tuesday, and I'm a little bit high strung today. So it's a good thing that I have Josephine Atlery here with me today. Oh, I need her. She's an expert in meditation and helping people overcome adversity to find joy. Josephine, I need you today, girl. I'm so glad you're here. Okay. So Josephine's meditation sessions and infertility workshops teach practical coping mechanisms for stress, anxiety, and loss to improve the balance of mind, body, and spirit through health and fertility struggles. Through health and fertility struggles and all other life challenges. Oh my God, Josephine, your podcast, Responding to Life, Living Reflectively Through a Journey of Health, Fertility, and Parenthood. Josephine highlights learnings from her 13-year journey to create her family, I love this, of five children through IVF, international adoption, and surrogacy. Can we talk about that too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Okay. She also shares inspirations from guests who have navigated obstacles and live joyfully and mindfully. Thank you for joining me today, honey. How are you?
Yes, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Oh, I'm just so glad to have you here because as you can tell, I'm a little bit high strung. So anytime I can talk about meditation and relaxing and anxiety, I'm all for it. So thank you for coming here today. Tell me a little bit about yourself and what you're doing and your podcast and everything and how this all started. Let's do that.
Yeah, it all started because of the kids.
Okay. The kids, all five of them.
I needed to find a way to control the chaos that surrounded me and being a mom, just in general, no matter how many kids you have, really you end up having to be sort of the calming center point of everything that's happening in the household. And I myself wasn't feeling very sort of calm. I was feeling very overwhelmed with having all these kids and working at the same time. And so that's what led me to meditation. And the moment I started, I got hooked and eventually started to help others by being a meditation teacher and helping people incorporate it into their daily lives.
That's awesome. Okay. I have a question. Can I start right off and just ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
What do you say to people like me who say things like, I can't meditate. I just can't do it. There's no way. Because that's where I started. And I was like, I just can't do it. What do you say?
Yes. Well, that was myself as well, because I had a friend who kept bugging me and telling me, you have to try it. You have to try it. And I kept saying the same thing. I said, there's absolutely no way that I can meditate. I cannot shut off my mind. And I constantly have all these task lists in my mind that it's just not going to work for me. And the thing is, I was always very good about addressing the other parts of my well-being, such as my nutrition and my fitness.
Sure.
But the mental aspect of it, I never addressed. And so she finally convinced me to try an app. And the moment I tried it, I just started reaping the benefits of mindfulness and meditation right away that I got hooked. And so now I always get that question or that statement. And the first thing I tell people is that you're not supposed to try to completely shut off your mind. It's not going to happen.
Oh, I feel so much better. Thank you. Thank you. I use that I like use an app too. I use Calm. I don't know if you like that one, or Headspace. Uh-huh. And I feel like I start and then I'm like, I start thinking of this or I think of that. And I'm like, but someone told me that's okay. So I feel better. Okay.
It's okay. Yes. We have 60 to 80,000 thoughts happening in our mind on a daily basis that it's not realistic to think that we can enter into a meditation session and have zero thoughts.
Okay.
Really what you're trying to practice is the art of when a thought comes in to be able to acknowledge it, but not hold on to it and allow it to float back out and then return back to your point of focus so that you can return and get grounded into the moment. And it's just a dance. You're just going back and forth. It'll happen here and there. And the important thing to remember is not to beat yourself up about it such that you won't go back to meditating, but just to know that what you're practicing something that's applicable to your daily life. Because as we all know, as working parents, you will be doing something or talking to your child and then you'll get distracted.
Totally.
And then you need to get back into that moment. Your child is telling you something important or you're doing something important before, but you got distracted. You need to get back into that moment. And if you were practicing meditation, you've practiced that. You've practiced the art of
taking
a distraction and letting it go and returning back to your present focus.
That's so interesting. I never thought of it that way. So when do you think just the best time? Do you in the morning, as any time in the night? What do you suggest?
If I can get you to do it any time in the day, like just once, I'll take it.
Okay, good. I'm going to tell you. Yeah. So before we started the show, I was telling you about my son, Zach. He won't mind. He's 16. And I think that we'll talk about this too, if you don't mind. The pandemic has really caused a lot of anxiety. I know I feel super anxious, so he won't mind that I'm sharing this, but 16 years old, he's in school, hybrid, back and forth. And every day he hears this one has COVID or that one has COVID, blah, blah, blah. He's super anxious. Can we talk about that with teenagers? Is there something that you suggest or how do you feel about meditation in kids?
Yes, absolutely. I approach the meditation with my children in different ways based on their age. So for my little ones, it's just them modeling or seeing their mom do it. But with my 14-year-olds, so my little ones are 4.
Oh my gosh,
and
babies.
They're 4-year-old twins. And
oh my God.
I have them breathe. I just have them breathe when they're crying and it works. It helps them stop crying.
Okay.
And then with my 11-year-old twins, I have them practice mindfulness in that we do gratitudes and affirmations to help them really tune into the present moment. And then with my eldest, who's 14, he's also very anxious and stressed. And what I do with him is to actually meditate.
Okay.
And he now will, every now and then, and it will surprise me, catch me off guard, but I love it. He'll ask me to meditate with him because he's just feeling overwhelmed. And I love that moment.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You're like, let's do it.
Stop everything and do it. So with your question about your 16-year-old, teenagers are so stressed. They have so many things on their plate, not to mention now, if they're doing hybrid learning or if they're just Zoom learning or whatever it is that they're doing, there's just this added weight and added stress. And so it is a really anxious time for them. One way of doing it is to introduce breathing techniques because breathing instantly helps us move from a state of stress into a state of calm because that's how our body and our brain work together. And so if you can introduce that without having them have to sit and close your eyes for a few minutes, even though that's great. Perhaps what's most realistic to begin with is to introduce a breathing technique, something as simple as box breathing, where you're just every 4 seconds, you're breathing in, you're pausing, you're exhaling for 4 seconds, you're pausing for 4 seconds.
Okay.
There's just so many different techniques. But what happens with a breathing technique is that you are focused on that present moment and your breath and your mind and body versus worrying about that next exam worrying about the future or else dwelling on the past where you made a mistake with perhaps saying something wrong to a friend.
Right.
If you're stuck in the past or the future, you're going to get anxious.
Absolutely. That's what I tell them.
Depressed.
Right. That's what I tell them, that, you think about the past, it's depressing, and you think about the future, causes anxiety.
Yep.
Yep. I actually feel calmer even talking to you. I'll be honest. I'm actually just noticed myself breathing a little bit, a little pause in my breath, which I just love this. Those are great tips. And so, you know, I feel like even I tell him before he takes an exam to just do some breathing.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
That is great.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's just, I feel like all of these tips are just so super important with everything that's going on. And technology too. I feel like they're in front of their screens so much more.
Yes.
Don't you feel like it's just, oh my gosh. Any tips you can give us, I would love. Keep going.
Oh yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt you. My listeners are like, Jennifer, you've done it again. You've interrupted her. They're sick of me. Keep going. I love it.
Yeah, no. So, you know, doing just like that, another thing, if you're trying to introduce it, not just for yourself, but also for your teenagers, is that all you need is a few minutes a day. Okay. A lot of times people think you need to do it for an hour or 30 minutes, but you don't have to.
Okay.
If you can start off by doing like 2-3 minutes a day, then that's to your benefit, because what you're trying to do is just create this pathway in your brain. And you do that through practice. As we all know, with learning a new language, with learning an instrument or a new sport, you have to practice at it to be able to get good at it. And so if you can just meditate for 2-3 minutes a day, then you're creating a stronger path in your brain so that when you do find yourself in a moment where you're triggered or stressed out, you can easily access calm in that moment because you've already practiced it. You've practiced how to get to that point. So, you know, those are perhaps some of the biggest tips that I've offered. Anyone who's new to meditation or contemplating it would be the idea of thoughts, to be okay with that. And the fact that they only need to do it just for a couple of minutes every day in order to start reaping the benefits in their lives.
That's great, because I think a lot of us do think, I mean, I know I always thought you had to like make a big deal about it. Like you had to make a special place in your house and you had to have the little Buddha guy. And you know, everyone thinks it's such a big ordeal, but to know that you can start off small and just do a couple minutes, I think that's good.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. I try to break down the barriers. Everyone always asks me like, what's your approach to meditation? What type of meditation do you do? But honestly, I try to, as like a working mom, I'm trying to be as realistic as possible about my expectations of people and taking on a new, like a whole new thing to add to their lives. It's a lot to ask people to add in another 30 minutes to an already busy day. But if I can get you to do it for a couple of minutes, then you start to feel better and you'll be committed to it.
I agree. Do you think that doing it right before you go to bed is okay?
Oh, absolutely. I like to do it at the bookends of my day. You know, I joked that if I can get, you know, your previous question about when's the best time, you know, I joked that it was anytime that I can get you to do it would be great. But in that answer, it's really just about being flexible and also knowing, like being realistic to ensure success, to ensure that you actually will do it. So if you can do it in the morning or the evening, that's great. In the morning, it's great because it sets the tone for your day. And, you know, it's almost like creating a roadmap for your day. If you set it off on the right foot, we all know this. If you start off the morning in a great way, then kind of the rest of your day hopefully works out that way. But if you start off cranky, you woke up like on the wrong side of the bed, it sort of just fuels that day. So that's why meditation is great in the morning. But by the same token, it's also fantastic in the evening because if you're transitioning from, say, work, but you're just at home, you're transitioning from work to family time, you kind of need that reset. You need to refresh yourself and get into a completely different mindset from work to home. And so that's why it's great in the evening to do a meditation. And for those who are having issues falling asleep because their minds are just constantly on the go.
Yes, that's Zach.
Then it's great to do it right before you get to bed. It's just another thing to help you just de-escalate and really start to slow down.
Okay. And how do you feel about, what are they called? When someone's talking, what are the, like they're led by someone. What is it called?
Guided meditation.
Yes, guided. Thank you. I couldn't think of the word. I'm having problems today. Yeah. So like if they're guided, you know, Zach will say to me, well, mom, LeBron does this one. And, you know, so-and-so. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes, baby, just pick one. I think, is it good to do the same? Someone said to use the same voice every, does it matter?
It's, you know, it's fine to use the same voice.
Okay.
I prescribe to the notion that you should try different things.
Okay.
Because you never know what will really work for you. And to that point, everyone feels different at a given point in a week, sure, in a day even. Mm-hmm. So something might work for you today, but tomorrow you're just, let's say today you're okay with a guided meditation that LeBron uses and and that feels good to you. But how about tomorrow? You got like something bad happened at work, or you received a horrible grade on an exam, right? Mm-hmm. And you just need someone to uplift you and empower you.
Sure.
So maybe that meditation from yesterday isn't going to cut it today. And you need to find something else that will use words like that to help really boost your mood and your self-worth and all of that. And we're lucky because there's so many different meditations out there that you will find something like that.
Absolutely.
So I'm a big believer of trying new things out and picking something that is based off how you feel today.
Oh, that makes sense. Do you have any that you really recommend, or do you do them? I know you do them. So can people find them on your website, or can we find you doing them or teaching them, or can we hire you? How does this work?
Yeah. I offer free video meditations on my website.
Then this is enough. Forget it, everybody else. Yeah. Just Josephine, that's it. Who knew? Okay.
Yeah, so there are a few on there, okay, and I release a new one every month. And if you sign up onto my newsletter, you get access to the new meditation a month before it goes out on the website.
Well, everybody.
It's a great way to try before, you know, you really invest into a meditation app, just to like get your feet wet and give things a shot. And so they're all on there. And so that's on jayatlurie.com.
Okay. Spell that for me. We're going to put it in the show notes. Everyone's going to be in the show notes so you can go get guided meditations. Oh my, that's awesome. But it's J, spell for us.
Yeah. JATLURI.com.
Awesome.
And then I do offer free meditation. I mean, not free, personal Zoom meditations.
Oh, that's awesome.
What I actually recently did for a group of moms, they were getting together and they wanted to do something different for their like girls' weekend.
Oh,
they decided
that's fun.
To do a Zoom meditation with me. That none of them had ever tried it before. And there were five of them, and I guided them on a meditation for 30 minutes. And it just sort of set the tone for their self-care weekend that they were doing. So there's so many ways you can use these meditations. You can just use it for yourself if you have a big moment, like, I don't know, something big with work or something like school, or just in general, say if you wanted something where you just get a little bit more hand-holding for how to start meditation. I offer a bunch of different tips and tools that we could go over. And that way, then when you do like continue on, say with an app or whatever that's more affordable, then you're able to really go into those meditations prepared and knowing what to do when something happens with your body or your mind, which you don't really get with an app per se.
Well, I think that's a great idea, everybody. If you want to get some girls together, COVID friendly, and do a med, I think that's awesome. That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's such a great idea.
Yes. Do you ever think about doing, another idea for you. Do you ever think about doing like teenagers right now during the pandemic, or talking to schools, or doing a Zoom for I would talk to my school and see if they could hire you to do that. I think the teenagers need you.
Yeah, the teenagers definitely do. Fortunately, the schools where my kids are at, they've started introducing mindfulness and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I do offer it to the staff and to the parents. Like, everyone needs it right now. But yes, totally. It's great for students and teenagers.
Oh, I think it'd be amazing. Yeah, I think I'm going to make my son listen to this. He'll be like, Mom, no, I'm not listening to you. But I think this is a great one. It's just such a crazy time. And I feel calmer even just having you here, I'll be honest with you. And I'm going to meditate tonight.
Yay.
I'm going to start.
Love that.
I'm going to start. Yeah. I am. I'm going to start. This is all for you, Josephine. I'm so glad you're here today. Wait a minute, and but we have to talk about one more thing. Oh, go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. If you just another tip that I like to offer Please. Is that if you want to ensure success, another way to do it is to tie it to an existing ritual. So if you tie it with, like, in the morning, you always brush your teeth. And so I would tie that meditation either before or after, because then it's going to happen because you're tying it to something you already do. And at night, let's say you brush your teeth again. So you tie it to that so that it will always be paired with it and it'll always happen, which is especially key in that first 30 days of trying to add on a new like thing on your list. It's important to be able to do it that way.
That makes total sense because, yeah, like, what is it? A habit becomes, something becomes a habit in 28 days or something?
Mm-hmm, right.
That is so smart. So, that's a great idea. So when I brush my teeth tonight, I'm going to do it.
Yay.
Okay, there we go. Yay. I just said it out there. Everybody listen to me. I'm going to meditate tonight and just, that's all there is to it. Oh, I'm so happy. Okay, wait a minute. But before we go, your podcast, tell us about that. Responding to Life. Living reflectively through a journey of health, fertility, and parenthood.
Yeah. So
where did that start? How did that come about?
That came about because I just, like, you needed to just share about my journey and then help people live more mindfully. So the whole idea is that, similar to with like the roots of meditation and mindfulness, is that we can either choose to respond to life in a positive and mindful way, or we can react to things that happen to us emotionally and in ways that we've just done in the past. And so my hope with the podcast is to just show how other people have responded to life in that positive and mindful way, or maybe not, you know, and maybe they learned over time, like, how to do so. And now they are helping other people in a positive manner. And so it just talks about things in wellness, fertility, and parenthood.
I love it. I love it. Okay. So everything's going to be in the show notes. We'll get your podcast link there. We'll have your website where you can find Josephine. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you were here today. Thank you for coming on my show. I appreciate you.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure to speak with you.
It was so fun. Okay. So I have a favor to ask you. I always do a speed round. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I'm going to ask you like your favorite book and stuff. And if you have a minute, do you have a minute to do this with me?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I have four questions. Do you have a favorite book you're reading right now that you can share with everybody? Anything you're reading in this? Like, are you so busy? Who reads? I don't know.
Now I'm not able to read, but one of my favorite books is called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And he really talks about just the beauty of the present moment.
Love
and
it.
How that's all we have.
Perfect. Okay. Are you binging anything on TV? Are you watching anything that you love?
I am watching Suits right now.
Oh, how is it?
It's actually pretty good. I haven't watched the Law show in quite some time, and it's good to sort of unwind because it's not mentally taxing.
Yeah, you don't have to think about it. That's like, I was watching Schitt's Creek. I'm like, this is the best thing that ever happened to me. I just get to laugh and not even worry about anything. Okay. So this is going to put you on the spot, but you can take some time if you want. Your biggest piece of advice that you could give my listeners?
My biggest piece of advice is to take a moment out of each day to nurture yourself. It doesn't have to be meditation, even though I would love it if that were the thing that you do. But it's really important to, you know, that idea of filling your bucket, right?
Aww.
How as parents and people who are working, we can't fill other people's buckets unless we fill our own. We can't fill
I
from
love that.
An empty bucket. So
yes,
just take a moment. It doesn't have to be long either. You don't have to do like a whole hour long thing. It can be just a few minutes where you just duck out and just sit in silence, read a book, watch a few minutes of a show, just something where you can reset and just feel less tired.
Do something for yourself.
Yep.
I love that. I love that. Okay, you guys, this was a great episode. I loved it. Thank you, honey, for coming on today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Oh, yay. Okay, everybody. Well, you know what to do. You know where to find me. Everything about Josephine will be in the show notes. You can find me at www.jenniferhurwitz.com. Grab my books today if you feel like it. You know where to find them. On Instagram, it's Doing Divorce Right. Facebook, it's Jennifer Hurwitz Biz. And that's all there is to it, you guys. Do something fabulous for yourself today. Go fill your own bucket. And as usual, peace, love, and so much truth, y'all. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks for listening to Doing Divorce Right. Don't forget, if you love the show, subscribe, rate, and review. anywhere you get your episodes. And grab my books, One Happy Divorce and Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, on Amazon, Target.com, or my website, JenniferHurwitz.com. As usual, thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week. Peace, love, and truth.